Do you believe in star signs, and are you a reflection of your star sign? Are you a typical Pisces, a typical Capricorn? Experts from NASA reckon the stars have shifted and your zodiac sign may be completely wrong. I tell you this. It's all because of a 13th star sign called Ophiuchus. It's the snake bearer, and it's for people born between November 29th and December 17th. So if you're born between the 29th of November and the 17th of December, you have a new star sign. Janelle Wilson is a NASA Solar System Ambassador from Buckinghamshire. Janelle, very good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. I'm confused why we now have a 13th star sign, to be honest, though. Where's it come from?
Well, I mean, it's always been there. So the constellations that we see in the sky haven't changed, and it's been around for thousands of years. What does change is the way that the Earth rotates, and the fact that it wobbles a bit on its axis when it rotates. And so where Ophiuchus is in the sky and crossing the plane of the ecliptic happens a bit more now than it did when the Babylonians first came up with the 12 signs of the zodiac.
So we thought there was 12, there's 13. There's not any more to spring up, is there?
Well, I mean, the Earth is always moving, so there is always a possibility of some change. But I think what you have to remember, too, is, you know, the Babylonians were looking at the sky, and they were trying to take what they saw and slice it into 12 even sections, and they kind of pigeonholed the constellations that they saw into the right place in the sky to give people a quote-unquote star sign.
Right. So this new star sign, how do you pronounce it?
Ophiuchus,
right. It falls in between Scorpio and Sagittarius. But that inclusion means that everything else has shifted a little bit.
It has. It has. And like I said, it's because of the fact that as the Earth rotates on its axis, it wobbles a bit like a top. So you think about when a top is spinning, it's wobbling around and it's slowing down. And so as that's happening, that precession, we call that precession, the part of the sky that we're seeing where the sun crosses what's called the plane of the ecliptic, which is basically the path of the sun across the sky, is changing. And so where the constellations are, where the sun appears to go, is changing. And so now, for some star signs, when the sun is technically in your sign or in your constellation, it's a different part of the month than maybe when you were born.
Just to clarify, if I may, things, for example, for Cancerians, the old dates, if you were born between June 22nd and July 22nd, your star sign was Cancer. That's now moved from July the 20th to August the 10th.
Yeah, so a lot of people have kind of shifted a little bit earlier. So I know technically I would be a Taurus, but with the correct place where the sun is in the ecliptic, I would be an Aries because it shifted. But, I mean, I don't take much stock in the fact that where the sun was in the sky when I was born has any indication on my life anyways.
But there is this psychological connection. Some people do read their star signs. They believe it, of course, religiously almost. And normally, I mean, I mentioned this earlier. Look, I'm still an Aries, thank God for that. If I tick all the boxes for all the typical traits, and is that me looking for those traits, or is it because there was something in it?
I think it's probably self-fulfilling prophecy. You're looking for those traits in yourself. And the traits are very vague, generally. And so if you could probably look at almost every single one and say, oh, yeah, that sounds like me and that sounds like me, because they are very vague on purpose. I mean, the thing is, too, would you really want something that far out of your control to really impact your destiny? And I don't think I would want that. So I don't think that's
something it's not for everybody. Do you know, it's not for everybody, but some people, they are guided by their star sign, and they consult astrologers to plan their path forward.
They do. But, I mean, also, if you think about it, I mean, where did the star signs come from? The Babylonians, they looked up at the sky, and they've said, oh, this looks like a pattern, and they made the different constellations. They saw some of the initial constellations. And it was arbitrary. They just basically were doing connect the dots and making pictures in the sky. So basically, if you're following astrology, you're saying, oh, I just think the Babylonians knew what they were talking about.
Janelle, nice talking to you. Janelle Wilson, who's a NASA Solar System Ambassador from Buckinghamshire. It's all happening in Buckinghamshire today. The font of all knowledge, of course, 20 minutes past 3 o'clock. Look, your star sign. Now, you may not believe it at all, but if you are one of those people that believes in star signs, it's all shifted a little bit. Does this horrify you? Ophiuchus is now, but if you're born between the 29th of November and the 17th of December, your new star sign is Ophiuchus. Sagittarians, for example, your old date was if you're born between the 23rd of November and the 21st of December. Not anymore. You're Sagittarius if you're born between December 17th and January the 20th. It's all shifted a little bit because there's a 13th star sign. Do they? I don't know if it's the newspaper, but they still do in the newspapers the star signs because some people read them. Before the rise of the internet, there was, and there was a money earner. This the newspapers had the star signs, and there was those numbers you could phone up and hear a pre-recorded message for your daily star sign, charged at an arm and a leg. There's been some money in this.